Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's legal team has until the end of the day to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. Smith filed the motion on Friday after Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. Trump pleaded not guilty Thursday to criminal charges connected to January 6. Trump calls the Department of Justice weaponized, and what they're doing to him constitutes election interference. President Biden heads west this week. He'll be visiting Arizona to tout his economic policies. Biden will also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of the trip. The White House said Biden will spotlight the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act. Biden's western swing is scheduled to end Thursday. The last former Minneapolis police officer charged in connection with George Floyd's 2020 murder will be sentenced today. Tu Tao was convicted of aiding and abetting manslaughter. He's already in prison for 3.5 years, sentenced for depriving Floyd of his civil rights when he died at the hands of police. A new national monument may be coming to Arizona.
The Washington Post reports President Biden is considering designating more than 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon to continue protecting the area from uranium mining. A 20-year ban on the practice was put in place by the Obama administration in 2012, but designating the area as a national monument would make the ban permanent. Biden is traveling to Arizona as part of a Western trip this week where the announcement could be made. I'm Jerry Barmash.
At least 2 people are dead after a boat fire in Southern California. Fire officials say it happened Saturday in Long Beach near a fuel dock. 3 people survived the incident and were treated at a nearby hospital with burn-related injuries. Multiple land-based and marine-based resources were needed to put out the fire. Authorities are investigating the cause. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
A claim from Trump's lawyer on the new January 6 charges is rejected by former Vice President Mike Pence.
Donald Trump's lead lawyer on the 2020 election conspiracy case, John Lauro, said the former vice president was not directed to change electors.
One of the last and the ultimate requests that President Trump made was to pause the voting for 10 days to allow the states to recertify or certify or audit, and Mr. Pence rejected that as well.
He said after that it was a peaceful transfer of power. However, Pence, also on CNN State of the Union, said that's not the way it happened on January 6th.
The American people deserve to know that President Trump, you know, asked me to put him over my oath to the Constitution.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
A Florida man rescued from the Atlantic Ocean is said to be in good spirits after being missing for almost 2 days. The U.S. Coast Guard says an air crew spotted Charles Gregory floating in a small boat roughly 12 miles offshore Saturday before boat crews pulled him from the water. Gregory's family reported him missing Friday after he didn't return from an early morning fishing trip off the coast of St. Augustine. While Gregory was sunburnt and dehydrated, he did not suffer any serious injuries. U.S. Women's Soccer Team World Cup shootout loss to Sweden yesterday is the worst loss in USA women's soccer history. The team never finished below third place ever. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Hey, happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, by the way, you've been asking, how can I watch, you know, the afternoon show, 1 o'clock Eastern Time? We do a special hour podcast, TV podcast. It's all over the world. I mean, in over 100 different outlets. It's just taken off. It's just crazy good, and we're so excited about it. And all you've got to go, if you go to talk4tv.com, we're one of the featured shows there. So it's easy to track us down. If for any reason you get lost in space there, just, search the Bill Martinez Show, and it should come up for you. So talk for the number 4, TV.com. It's all there for you, and it gives us about 50 minutes of, you know, just focused attention on the topic with, great, great guests, and we're just excited as all get out the way this thing is the way this has been coming together and taken off, and the support by everybody. In fact, today we're going to this afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, we're going to be talking with J. Randy Tarabarelli. You heard him on this show. Great book on Jacqueline Onassis called Jackie, just all kinds of history. He's a Kennedy historian, and he shares some private and secret things about the former First Lady. It is just fascinating, and so it'll be good fun visiting with him. So you can join us at 1 o'clock live, and you can see my face that some of you I know, you've been so mean, and you've already said it's only made for radio. Thank you very much. It just, encourages me all the more. Hey, with us right now is we've got retired Colonel John Mills, national security professional with service in 5 eras. Imagine this: Cold War, peace dividend, war on terror, world in chaos, and now the great power showdown and the fight to save our republic. He is the former director of cybersecurity policy, strategy, and international affairs at the Department of Defense. He's a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thank you. It's an honor to be on your show this morning.
Well, the honor is ours. Colonel, I got to tell you, for your service and all that you've done on behalf of freedom, and thank you for continuing to fight the good fight. Know that as a former Marine like you, there's no expiration date on the vow that we took when we entered the military, is there?
No, there isn't, and I've taken the vow both in uniform and as a senior civilian. Civilians in the U.S. government also take oaths of office, and actually I'm a Army, but I'm joint qualified, so being called a Marine is also an honor. It doesn't matter to me.
Amen. Semper Fi. Well, Colonel, let me say this. I know we wanted to talk about, what's going on with the ring that is closing in on the Biden brand enterprise. But before we do, a lot over the weekend, a lot of aggression that we saw there, near Alaska with joint forces of Russia and China. What does this tell you? This is not one of those really, pleasant signs that we want to see right now.
Well, this is what you get when you have an understrength woke military. This is our sovereign area around Alaska, 12 miles and 200 mile economic zone, and the gap between Alaska and Russia, and then in the Arctic. We're very under-resourced and understrength in that area, and the Chinese and the Russians know it. So it's not very difficult for them to mobilize some naval assets. I think the number was 11. We had to essentially surge four Arleigh Burke destroyers, which, because of huge problems in Navy force structure, is essentially the only surface ship we have other than a carrier. Mm-hmm. To go up there and essentially demonstrate sovereignty. But if we had a functional military that was right-sized, as President Trump was directing it toward, they really had not have even tried this. But we had to scramble four destroyers to meet them. And I don't know the names of the destroyers at this point in time. I would assume those came out of both Pearl, which is a long way away, and probably Everett Naval Station in Washington State. So we had to scramble to demonstrate this is our territory. That's not a good thing.
No. Well, and especially right now when China's made it clear, I mean, they're licking their chops over Taiwan, and it's like we're counting days to the, to the inevitable. And they're going to call the question here, and this all goes back to not only a weak military, but weak leadership. And it seems that whenever there's representation from the United States anymore, I mean, it's embarrassing to see how our leaders are treated, you know, by the CCP. Not a whole lot of respect, not a whole lot of love there. And the CCP is moving forward. I mean, they're moving with this sense that they've already got their boot on the necks of the United States of America.
Yeah, well, we do it to ourselves also. We get the
Agreed.
Trio of Blinken, Yellen, and J.F. Kerry on the apology tour that go grumbling to them. And, Blinken gets no respect on his return. China says, we're not only reopening the spy base, which they've had open for 20 years in Lourdes, Cuba, we're also doing military training and putting in military units on his way back. Mm-hmm. A yelling crazy cat lady with dried cat food on her cardigan goes and bows to the Chinese vice, played with the vice premier. And then you got Kerry, who's over there obsessed with this cult of global
climate,
warming.
Right.
Getting some kind of climate treaty, which gives them everything, takes away everything from us. So these three clowns couldn't care less about America or the American citizen, just their cult and ideology, globalism.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's a wonder they didn't, because she's out of a job, Delvaney, who crashed the Bud Light brand, bring her along to teach the CCP about, pronouns and the proper language, for the new citizens that are coming into their world, like it or not, right?
Yeah, it's, they think that all this virtue signaling, intimidates and sends a message. They are just delusional. No, all it does is send weakness, and we don't care about being a nation anymore. We're just, what is the virtue signaling of the day? Whether it be the
right.
cult of transgenderism, which is just teaches people to hate themselves, hate each other, and not want to be American. So, now the Chinese are looking at this and going, well, obviously America, the American elite just want to check out and remove America from the gene pool. We'll oblige them.
Yeah, exactly. And talk about vulnerability, Colonel, like never before. And they see it. I mean, when you have a... the head of defense saying that he's so proud of the diversity of the military. I mean, that's absurd. Face. Go ahead.
Diversity is a good thing, but it is not something to be put on a pedestal and worshipped. The military should represent America, but there's a difference between that and, again, the extremism, and those are two totally different things. So to say diversity is a good thing, yeah, it is. But they're not celebrating diversity. They're celebrating this wokeism. That's totally different, and it's cancerous and destructive.
Yeah, regardless, it can't get in the way of the mission. And that's to go win wars. Colonel John Mills is with us. We've got more from him after this. Stay with us.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just what you'd like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with retired Colonel John Mills continues. John, it's interesting where we are right now, and I think you could take an encapsulated look of the U.S. women's soccer team in the World Cup, and that kind of aligns with where we are right now on the world stage. You've got people who supposedly are representing our country that don't like our country. They're so woke that, you know, going back to what we talked about as we closed the last segment, and that is, you know, they've lost their sense of mission. You know, what the focus of, you know, women's soccer is all about. And it is a disease, I believe, that's permeating a lot of these institutions dangerously, don't you think?
Yeah, it's poison, toxic, poisonous, toxic, and cancerous. This is the fruit of 50 years of Howard Zinn textbooks in the public school system, creating little mushheads that hate each other, hate themselves, hate America. There's nothing good that comes out of this. And this is why, in the book, The Nation Will Follow, I go into it, that we have, it's the county. It's right where we live. It's the 3,300 counties. It's the citizen rising up, retaking control of the seven common centers of governance, common to all 3,300 county equivalents in America. That's the school board. That's the election board. That's the county council. That's the registrar, judges, sheriffs, and prosecutors. And these have slightly different names, possibly slightly different roles and functions shared between them. But those are the seven common. And if you're not happy with what's going on, if you're not happy with Megan Rapinoe or whatever.
Yeah, Rapinoe, right.
Rapinoe. Hey, this is the fruit of craziness that we've allowed for 50 years. We paid attention to God, family, and country, which is the right precedent, order, precedent. But
right.
We have to spend time dominating our local centers of governance in our county or county equivalent. We gave away the farm. We were looking the wrong way. We don't get mad and angry on social media. If you don't like the deep state at the national level or the elite and the globalists and at the top is China, you don't like that. They stand upon the shoulders of corruption right where we live, right there in California. You have a tyrannical governor, questionable election process. I mean, you had an arrest in San Joaquin County. This old Democrat mayor, or sheriff, who arrested a one of your Lodi City Council members for 2020 election fraud. You guys got to clean up your election system, the malappropriation of elections. It's because, again, we just assumed somebody else was running the elections, and now we realize, yes, somebody else was running the elections. That's true.
Yeah, in an untrustworthy manner. See, this, you know, to your point, you know, we grew up in such a way where, you know, men and women were honorable. They were men and women of their word, and now they're not. And this is what happens, John, to your point, is that when you let go of the first principles, the foundational principles of this country, which are Judean Christian principles, based on the word of God, well, then, guess what? You got man seeing things according to their own eyes, and this is what we have at every turn, especially right now in this government that we're in. And so now people of faith and the people who really believe in the Constitution are wondering, what the heck? What kind of mess did we wake ourselves up into? Like, it's like they've been jettisoned, you know, they were back, you know, 50, 60 years ago. All of a sudden, they're jettisoned into the modern era and going, well, what happened here? But it is serious, and we have got to push back, because look what's happened. The results of all these wokistas, whether it's on the soccer field, whether it's in military, whether it's in business. I mean, John, can you imagine? I mean, look at the billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars, that have been lost just in corporate America because they thought they had a better idea, right?
Well, yeah, and that's part of where we can have impact or influence. I'm not a big fan of cancel back for them canceling us, but there's a difference between canceling and essentially sending a message to Bud Light, to Target, to Kohl's, to Disney, that, hey, we're not going to put up with your silliness. And when you see the value of Disney. See, this, you know, people, Disney really has stepped on their poncho over and over again.
Exactly.
And on this, the new CEO was supposed to, you know, help the company recover. And he's making sure it still plummets. $120 billion in market cap loss. Hooray for the union. This is how another
exactly.
in which we take back our country.
Exactly. The culture was so entrenched, John, as you know, and the culture defines and it requires, you know, whether, you know, you're talking Disney, the FBI, I mean, there needs to be such wholesale cleansing of all these institutions. And, you know, it requires a unique type of leadership, a focused leadership and a people to back him in such a way to where this can be accomplished. Because in a sense, we've been saying this for a while, that the country has been begging for kind of a timeout. You know, for me, my business background, John, I saw where businesses had to enter into Chapter 11s. And, you know, people who needed to be fired, but they couldn't because they were sacred cows or family members or things, but they were inhibitors to the business being successful. And you get an outsider who comes in and just says, hey, look, it's about the survival of business. We're going to do those things that allow the business to survive if it's going to survive. And you get these turnaround experts to do this. It's the same thing with our government, but it's so mired in all these union contracts and commitments that it is going to take a serious and dogmatic and committed effort, you know, on a federal level. But to your point, there are things that we can do at the local level quite rapidly that will, in a sense, open up the door to a greater movement down the road on a federal level, won't it not?
Well, absolutely. For 95% of Americans, you need to spend 97% of your energy right where you live. Don't get mad at the swamp and the deep state in D.C. You have black belts, you know, like me, like Steve Bannon, like Russ Vought, like so many others that can take care of the national fight. But for most Americans who are wondering, why has the country gone bat guano crazy? It's because we're forgetting right where we live. The nanny staters have taken over our counties. And right there in California, you are a microcosm of what happened. You used to be a deep red state. Orange County used to be the birthplace of Reaganism.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
People just forgot. People forgot and have presumed, hey, and this is what happened in my own county, Prince William County in Virginia. Hey, we're deep red. What do we have to worry about? Well, now we're purplish blue. Because we allowed nefarious characters to take over the election board. Right now, you know, I'm bashing my own election board right now and now calling their Republican. And yet they just renewed the contract of somebody who is, I would suggest, is questionable, and they just should have started fresh. My previous registrar is facing multiple felony counts for 2020 election fraud. Again, and everybody's saying, there's no election fraud. Oh, yeah. Marquette County, Prince William County, Virginia. I'm sorry, people. There actually are examples. It's fighting it out on the your local turf.
Exactly.
Stop following on social media. Get involved.
Exactly. It's like Eric Holder saying there's no such thing as election fraud. And I'm going, Attorney General, people are getting arrested. They're spending time in jail. And you say there's no such thing. That's the delusion you want us to believe in. We got a little over a minute left here, Colonel. Real quick comment on, you know, the Biden brand and, you know, the mess that they've got themselves in and our country in.
Well, we now have legal sufficiency to proceed with an impeachment inquiry. That's the process. Everybody wants to just jump straight to impeachment. Now, we have between the 1023, the SAR report, between the implosion of the plea deal, between now we got two whistleblowers, Shapley and Ziegler from IRS, one of them a gay Democrat who's putting everything on the line. And now we have Devin Arthur. We now have sufficiency to proceed with the impeachment inquiry, which that's the whole reason they're waging this war on Trump, is they want everything to distract. Because right now we got Biden boxed in.
Exactly. We'll be able to get down to the bottom and really find out, you know, what happened. That's our hope and prayer, Colonel, I got to tell you. Colonel retired John Mills has been our guest. Thank you, John. Take care. Have a great day. Be safe.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's legal team has until the end of the day to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. Smith filed the motion on Friday after Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. Trump pleaded not guilty Thursday to criminal charges connected to January 6. Trump calls the Department of Justice weaponized, and what they're doing to him constitutes election interference. President Biden heads west this week. He'll be visiting Arizona to tout his economic policies. Biden will also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of the trip. The White House said Biden will spotlight the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act. Biden's western swing is scheduled to end Thursday. The U.S. women's soccer team World Cup shootout loses to Sweden yesterday and is now out of the event. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Tom Baker is going to be joining us in just a moment. He is the author of the book, The Fall of the FBI, How a Once Great Agency Became a Threat to Democracy. Credibility and trust in the FBI have eroded. And I'm sure for Tom personally, it grieves him being a faithful agent and anybody else that's been involved with the agency that wanted to do good and not be involved in the politics. But this is the challenge and the temptation of something that is this powerful. Tom Baker, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Bill.
Well, Tom, first of all, thank you, you know, for your service to this country as an FBI agent and for, you know, taking a stand and doing that. I know that you wrote this book not only for yourself, but the other agents who are being maligned because of the current environment and the revelations that are coming out regarding this once and should always be a cherished agency.
Bill, that's exactly right. I had written a series of op-eds over the past 4 or 5 years almost about some of the specific problems, but people urged me to write the book, and I wrote the book. And the book is a pleading for reform, and we need reform in the FBI.
Is it too big, Tom? Is it too powerful, you know, to be able to reform? Because, you know, we see Christopher Wray in hearings before Congress, and he seems so, and I mean this with some respect, but he seems rather arrogant And there isn't this sense that you get, like, and maybe we shouldn't see it. Maybe that's something that should be done behind closed doors in executive session, where you have that kind of conversation and say, look, I get it. You know, we messed up. Here's the things that we've done. He's said that in a general sense. But I think overall, according to polling, the majority of Americans have lost their trust in the FBI.
Well, you're exactly right. That's what happened. And actually, his appearance 2 weeks ago now before the House committee was a missed opportunity. He could have done just what you suggest, come out and say, look, we have a problem with our culture. I recognize the problem. We're going to institute the following changes to address the problem. But instead, we continue to get, we've gotten over several years, each time something comes to light, Ray or others simply say, well, the bad apples are no longer with us. Going back to the Russian collusion case,
right.
You know, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, they've been all fired. After the Governor Whitmer fiasco, two agents were fired, et cetera, et cetera. Up to and including last December, they let an agent, an ASAC, an assistant agent in charge in Washington Fields, walk out the door who was involved in burying the Hunter Biden laptop inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
They have to recognize it's not just the bad apples. There's an underlying problem with the culture. And
exactly.
Ray needs to come forward and it needs to be addressed.
Is he the one to do that?
Well,
because when you have something that deep, when it's a cultural situation, I look at it this way, Tom. I've been in business most of my life, and I see companies who go through chapter 11s or 7s, but particularly 11s, where you have to get an outsider who can come in and really start making some cuts and get rid of the sacred cows and those difficult decisions that you cannot make when something is institutionalized, and particularly like an FBI, and you've got unions involved and everything. I mean, it takes a lot of courage, determination to really do what I believe needs to be done. And we're saying right now the FBI, but you can probably go through a lot of the three-letter agencies of our country right now, of our bureaucracy, because this has, in a sense, it's like a cancer. What we're seeing in the FBI, in my humble opinion, Tom, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but I see this as something like a cancer that has metastasized and that it is formulated in all these other agencies and looks very similar.
Bill, you are exactly right. You expressed that very well. And it is similar to the corporate world, and there's been books in the corporate world written about changing culture. And a lot of things have to be done, both big and small. And the first thing that has to be done is you have to recognize you have the problem. You have a problem. And Ray has declined to recognize it at that point. You're also correct that perhaps outsiders and even a panel of outsiders have to be brought in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little known fact, but it is a fact. And I address it towards the end of my book. When Bill Barr became the attorney general, and remember, he became the attorney general about 6 months or so after Ray had become the FBI director, that's back in 2017,
mm-hmm.
Bill Barr recognized the problem, and he had a great connectivity to many former FBI executives from his previous time as attorney general. He proposed to Ray a panel advisors, two or three former FBI executives, to help guide him through and change the culture. And Ray, and some people could understand this too, Ray pushed back. He wanted his independence. He pushed back against Bill Barr, and he didn't accept that help and that advice. But that is exactly what was needed, and
exactly.
That is exactly what have gotten the FBI back. And where they have to get back to is a law enforcement culture of swear to tell the truth, law enforcement, and get away from this free-wielding intelligence looking into all American citizens and seeing, and this is how it comes across, seeing the American citizens as an enemy. That's not
yes.
How it should be.
Yeah. Yeah. We've become domestic terrorists. I mean, but this is what happens with arrogance, Tom, and in power and corruption. control. It all comes together in such a way that it blinds you. And, you know, this is not to make any excuses. It's only just to say what is, and we've got to be able to identify what the problem is. And so we know how to, you know, how to take care of it. I think that what you mentioned, what Bill Barr mentioned in terms of having some outside panel, but it's going to have to be something that's going to be quite, I want to say earth shaking, because here it is. I mean, after all, we're talking the FBI. They have been a, you know, they've restricted themselves in a sense that they're kind of, you know, they're in a protect mode, so to speak. And it's going to take some really strong leadership. And we're asking, you know, this to be done when we have such a crazy partisan environment that we have right now, Tom.
That's one of the unfortunate parts. I actually got to testify when they began the hearings at the end of February. Congressman Jim Jordan's Select Committee of the Judiciary on the weaponizations of the government. And it was quite interesting that, and it's too sad, that he really had a hard time getting the moving forward and getting things on track, because there was a partisan divide. The Democrats didn't want to hear anything. They just wanted to talk about Trump, Trump, Trump. Trump's not the issue. The lack of respect for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that's come to the forefront now threatens everybody, and it threatens people on the left as well as the right, Democrats as well as Republicans. There are one or two Democrats on that committee, and undoubtedly more in Congress, who recognize some aspects of this. They see the danger when the situation that came to light. It's well documented with the Twitter files. FBI working with social media to control speech. They see the dangers of that. Those things Congress can address, and they should address.
Well, Tom, we've been saying on this show that we need to return to our first principles. And basically, you know, we're in agreement here, because we're saying our North Star is our Constitution.
Exactly.
You know, that's what brings us to standard. That's what needs to be considered when we're evaluating all these agencies. What is it doing? Is it making us more or less free? Is that a fair proposition?
Absolutely. And the key thing in the FBI, before September 11th, before Bob Mueller and then James Comey made all these changes to make it more like an intelligence agency and less like a law enforcement agency, the Constitution was a key focus of the training for new agents. Mm-hmm. Now, we have, since September 11th, a cadre of people, intelligence analysts, have risen up in the Bureau. And
Tom, we got to go to break real quick. We'll pick it up from there on the other side. More from Tom Baker.
Sure, Heater.
With warmer weather comes the opportunity for outdoor dining, with more people now bringing dogs along to their favorite restaurants and cafes. But is this a good option? I'm Dr. Rena Carlson, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few tips. First, check ahead with the restaurant to make sure they allow pets in outdoor dining areas. Make sure your pet is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Is your dog properly trained to sit or lay at your table despite the commotion around them? The noise and activity can be stressful, so if your pet is excessively barking, panting, or drooling, or can't sit still, these are signs your dog is better off at home. Bring Fido's toys, treats, and water dish, but don't share your meal with your dog. Finally, if you've never taken your dog out to eat, try going at a time of day that you will know will be quieter to see how they react, and be prepared to leave early if needed. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement.
No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He's Tom Baker. We're talking about the fall of the FBI. During the past few years, FBI insider Thomas Baker became concerned with abuses by the FBI, abuses caused by a change in culture and poor leadership. The fall of the FBI attempts to answer the question, what went wrong with the FBI? To demonstrate how far the FBI has fallen, Tom shows us firsthand examples of what the FBI once was, a swear-to-tell-the-truth law enforcement organization. This book tells of the adventures, injustices, ultimate dysfunction of our FBI, including possible solutions. In other words, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And despite the ugliness and injustice, Tom remains an optimist. It is always, as Ronald Reagan put it, morning in America. Tom Baker, congratulations on the book, The Fall of the FBI, How a Once Great Agency Became a Threat to Democracy. How can people get their hands on your book?
Oh, most people get their books on Amazon, and it's available on Amazon. And, of course, it's in most of the major bookstores like Barnes & Noble, Barnes & Noble Online. And I have my own website site for the book, Thomas J. Baker Book. .com, thomasjbakerbook.com, and that will tell you a lot about the book and lead you to the various places you can purchase it.
Well, excellent. This is a must read, ladies and gentlemen. I think, Tom, when things are as crazy as they are and on its head, it seems like at every turn our culture, up is down, down is up, and this has been frustrating, especially with all the news, the recent news that we're hearing about. You mentioned the FBI being involved in influencing the 2020 election. Clearly that's what's happened, which should have never happened, because look where we are right now. The country is in dire straits, and some might say we're in dire straits because the wrong man got put into office because of the influence of a government agency that has moved off of its mission, right?
Yes, and I think particularly it's coming to light now more and more, the the shenanigans around Hunter Biden and his laptop, and now more and more pointing to the involvement of President Joe Biden and the rest of the Biden family in that particular fiasco. Now, that, that investigation started way back in 2017 when Chris Wray became FBI director, and it's really gone slow. Now, sensitive investigations involving elected officials or political officials should go slow, should be looked at carefully, but the FBI as an agency knew almost immediately that the laptop and all the incriminating information on it was legitimate. It was real. And yet, 50-some-odd, as you now know, it's notorious now, and former intelligence officers said, well, it could be Russian disinformation. Well, the FBI already knew. They have the technical capacity in a matter of days, if not hours, to get into that laptop and determine its validity, and it was valid. So then we get Hunter Biden given what is in everybody's mind a sweetheart deal, plea agreement. Fortunately, there was a federal district judge who just raised a few fundamental questions and have sidelighted that now. And then we have one of the House committees. They have now made public the suspicious activity reports, which enough attention is not being paid to that, which documents the flow of tens of millions of dollars from foreign sources to members of the Biden family. This is one of the biggest public corruption cases potentially that there has ever been. And it deserves a lot more attention than it's been getting. And it turns out that there were people inside the FBI slow-walking it. Now, once again, Ray and others tell us, well, they let those bad apples walk out the door. Well, let's get moving on that case now.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you know, Tom, let me ask you, if you were director and you're in charge, you're in Christopher Wray's position, this comes up. I mean, I appreciate your steadiness in saying, okay, let's get through the process. Let's be deliberate about it. You know, what's an acceptable time? I mean, you can't sit there like in the case of the IRS, for example, you slow walk it to such a degree that now you've got, indictments that are expiring. You know, I mean, there has to be some sense of urgency about this, that it moves along. Otherwise, you're just exacerbating the court of public opinion and you're, you know, causing more division within the voter politic, right?
Yes, and that, of course, that specifically happened in the Hunter Biden matter, specifically as regards Hunter, in that some of the earlier charges, the tax charges from 2014, 2015, they've all lapsed because of the statute of limitations. So always prosecutors and agents working on a case, they're always aware of that, and they're working up against that. In this matter, a lot has been let I think the light is on it now, and
yes,
the public is expecting more and deserves more. And some of this just cannot be explained away. There is too much corroboration. You know, you have the informant report, and granted, any informant report has to be looked at as just what it is, an allegation. But the informant report, which has now been made public, alleging specifically two bribe payments, that is corroborated by the suspicious activity reports, which are filed by, you know, dozens of different independent banking institutions who observed this flow of money through paper companies, ultimately to members of the Biden family. The one piece of information corroborates the other. That's you got a lot of probable cause to continue this investigation.
Yeah, I would think, you know, between the IRS and the FBI, I mean, this is like connect the dots, unless you're purposely doing something to, you know, knock people off the track or interfere with the process, right?
Yes. And of course, then you get back to the matter of trust with the public. When you compare what's going on and the extraordinary caution and slow walking with the matters involving the Bidens, and yet you look back to when Trump ran for president, that an investigation of Trump and his presidential campaign was opened, we now know, based on no information.
Exactly.
The Durham report, which was made public almost 2 months ago, documents that very well. And by the way, the Durham report validates an awful lot of what I say in my book. So I feel good for the validation, the vindication. Yet at the same time, when you read it, you realize how threatening to our democracy it is that an investigation was opened on a U.S. person, much less a presidential campaign, based on absolutely nothing.
Well, this was something that they had conjured in their minds. They had convinced themselves that Donald Trump was evil incarnate. James Comey, to do what he did in terms of, you know, violating, you know, procedure and principle, to go in and act as a mole, as an agent against the government, against the incoming president, and taking advantage of the transition team in the manner in which he did, which is so, you know, should be illegal on its face, you know, to me, what he did, because of the damage he did not only to the president, but the people that elected him.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what Durham documented in his report. Comey, in his arrogance, he tried to incriminate a president. He went out of his way to try and incriminate a president. It didn't work. He was fired. The deputy director who took his place was fired. The deputy assistant director, Strzok, who was the hands-on guy in this investigation, was fired. All of them were fired, but there was a cultural problem, a situation that existed, which predates Comey. It was actually created by Bob Mueller that allowed that situation to come about.
Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
Okay, so it goes back to September 11th. September 11th attack happened on a Tuesday. Bob Mueller had been the director of the FBI for only a couple of days. On the Saturday after the attack, Saturday, September 15th, Mueller was summoned to the presidential retreat in Camp David, Maryland. He thought to give a report on the FBI's investigation. And in the approximately 3.5 days between that Tuesday attack and that Saturday morning, the FBI had done what it does best, investigate. And they had identified all 19 hijackers, their financing, their associates, their travel, their connections going back to Al-Qaeda. And when he was done presenting the report, Bob Mueller expected a lot of praise and thanks. But instead, George W. Bush looked at him and said, "I don't care about that. I just want to know how you're going to prevent the next one." Mueller left that meeting bound and determined to change the culture of the FBI, and that's the word he used, from law enforcement to intelligence. That had, although it might have been understandable at the time, that had a lot of unintended consequences.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, why would you not utilize, I would have thought you'd utilize the CIA for intelligence, would you not? I mean, you're asking somebody to use, you know, the wrong tool for the job, the wrong mission. That's not their mission, unless I'm missing something here, Tom.
Well, it has consequences. And, of course, in American history, you step back and look at it, Bill, and I think you know this. This often happens when there's a crisis that mistakes are made.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people talk about, everybody agrees with, in World War II, there were mistakes made at the outset. Mm-hmm. President FDR and others, they actually interned Japanese citizens.
Exactly. Well, Tom, we're out of time. We're out of time. Thank you for being with us. Tom Baker.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final.